Yo, this is Malik Cool Breeze Kuberi of the legendary Boombox Life podcast and affiliate member of the Dirtbag Crew. And I'm letting you know you've been out of your mind for the last 3.5 hours and you need to sit down before you fall down and keep it right here with Drunk Unks.
I got them drunk unks with me, whole out with a snap, but don't turn the mics on till you open the yak. Uncle Rick, Uncle Knight, then you got Uncle Facts, and we just giving them facts, cause it be realer than rap from 9 to 10. Come on, bring your conscience in. Listen up, cause we ain't got a lot of time to spend. If you don't got no drunk unks, you can vibe with them. They gon' tell you what it is and who not your friends. Tell the little kids they should cover their ears. The podcast of the gear, somebody grab him a beer. I can give you all bars just like Attica here, but drunk unks, they about to let them have it in here, you know?
Drunk Unks Podcast coming right back to y'all for a Saturday night happy hour. We are your Drunk Unks. I'm Uncle Night Night, across the table. Social media savant, Tweety Jones, a.k.a. Uncle Rico.
Yo, yo, what's going on, everybody?
To my right hand, Lonnie Moore, a.k.a. Uncle Facts. Nothing special for you no more. Now, that's all.
Wait a minute.
No, okay.
I was
man
good, everybody.
To the right, my right hand man, Lonnie Moore, a.k.a. Uncle Facts.
All right, man. What's good, everybody?
How are
you?
What's up?
Hold on. How was your Friday night?
Huh?
How was your Friday night?
What Friday night? Today is Friday.
It's still Friday.
Nah, it was bad. In fact, we're going to put that in the box.
Put it we ain't going to talk about it. Lock it away. Never comes back out.
The Delaware River? Fuck it.
There you go.
It's going to melt in that bitch. Huh? Toxic waste and that shit.
But we are joined by two very special guests.
Yes, sir.
They're kind of like... To me, they're like a new version of like YG and Mustard. You know what I mean? They tearing it up right now. Got a nice little track record going, and they're gonna keep that thing moving. We joined by DJ Meats and one and only York Gross.
5Z, 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 DJ Meats. What's up with y'all, man?
You already know what it is.
You know why we're here.
I didn't get an intro. Introduction to her outside, so you're going to introduce her inside.
So, if everybody know, we're going to play Family Feud today.
Family so, what?
Drunk Family Feud.
Okay.
I stand corrected. But we have a host, the wonderful Miss Mikhail, is going to be asking the questions, so nobody think nobody's cheating, you know, so.
This should be fun.
We'll see how this shakes out.
Getting our Steve Harvey shit on.
This can go left at any moment.
Why?
No, the whole don't have any moment. I'm letting you know.
Just get ready for it. You'll know it when it happens.
Yeah.
As we do with every episode, we're gonna start out with some rants. Who got a rant for me this week?
I got a rant. It's a rant, but it's not a rant. So last night, most of you know, me and Uncle Night Night worked security at Stu Beanie's.
All I did was wine people. I was not doing security.
Yeah, I wasn't breaking shit up, but made sure no guns got in the building. That's all.
Did y'all get paid for security? You got paid for wanding.
I had a nice payment arrangement.
We got paid.
When the other person that's supposed to be here gets here, we'll talk about that a little bit more in detail.
Yeah. Okay.
But we had a nice little payment package waiting for us when we got there.
Okay. Y'all get any free alcohol?
Oh, we're only going on a rant, all right?
Okay, all
right. Nah, so last night, I got to profile white people, and it felt good. So you and the other party stepped off. I'm out front.
Mm-hmm.
Car pulls up. These upper class, clear people.
They clearly knew they were in the wrong place last night.
Yeah, so I'm at the door. They roll the window down. They hear the music. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, well, I can't wait till they got the car. So they got to the door. Try to walk in. I'm like, hold back up. I gotta wand you. He's like, the fuck? You're winding me? I'm like, yeah, I'm ashamed you got no guns on you. He's like, guns? I don't carry guns. I'm like, look, you going in or no? Yeah, all right, cool. Wand the girl. They're like, oh my God, he really winded me. I'm like, do you want to go in or not? I kind of felt tough, you know. I got to.
You got a wand.
I got to profile
give
white.
Give a nigga a little power.
It wasn't the wand. It's I got to wand the white people and treat them how they treat us.
Mm.
And it was different.
It was empowering.
So He went in. Turn around. I told the bartender, I give him 2 minutes. They gonna leave. They was out in like 45 seconds. So said, oh my God, we're not staying here. It was not their cup of tea.
Yeah, they had to be going quick because I ain't see nothing like that.
Yeah, you stepped off on me.
Oh, you know, shit.
That happens.
Man, that's all good, but I got to profile some clear people and it felt good.
You got something for the people on the fact?
I don't have no rant. I'm still recovering from last night.
Ranting with yourself.
Yeah, I'm a little mad at myself for getting that drunk. Disgusted. I'm disgusted with myself.
Pathetic.
Should be.
Yeah, I'm a no-go on the rant this week, too. You got anything y'all want to get off your chest?
What about you, Fizzy?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You talk about how Uncle Fax ducking you in that madness, okay?
Talk about it.
I gotta stop living in the past. That's
what?
Some old head shit.
Come on, man. Mm. Call me old head?
Yeah, you're
old head. Yeah, man, I got a rant. I want to tell you, whatever you do, don't be jinky at whatever you do, man. A few months ago, I shot a video, and I'm still waiting for my video. I ain't saying no names.
Damn! That's a shot!
They know who shot the video. Pew! I'm texting you. I feel like a side John. I ain't getting no responses.
Damn! Damn.
So I'm just telling you, whatever you do, it ain't only videos. Whatever you do, don't be jinky at what you do.
100%.
Man. Jinky promotions.
He had the platform.
I feel you, that makes sense. So, that being said, what y'all guys got going on right now, man? I know y'all dropped a single. Yes, apparently, you shot a video. Yes, we won't talk about the video. What was the song for the video?
The song was...
That was questions.
Yeah, questions. And the crazy thing is, I had a problem with Nobody also. When I dropped Nobody, that was a jinky shooter too. I didn't even promote whoever shot it. So, but that's out right now on all platforms, Nobody.
And produced question, by me, man.
Yeah, produced yeah. by FiveZ.
Hey, yo, you got security? You might need to have some security. Like, snap somebody up.
You know what I mean?
My fucking video, man. Nah, I can't. I couldn't be York security, man. This shit gonna blow. He gonna be like Mayweather. He gonna have like 5 or 6, 6, 7 niggas with him.
6, 7.
It's coming. It's coming. He gonna fuck around and be like a pop star. We gonna be headsets. Are we clear?
Right. We bringing him in. He coming in now.
Coming in hot.
The package is about to be delivered to stage. Do we have a go for the exit? Yeah, man, it's coming. I see it coming, man. I see the growth and progression through the years.
Appreciate it.
Content. I expected it from you. That little nigga next to you. He surprised me with these beats. Well, these beats is coming out. Like, yeah. Who did that?
Yeah, he doing his thing with it, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he a lot better DJ than he is a Madden player. I know that.
Shots
fired. You sound like Cowboy
straight.
No, man.
Pass, man.
Come on, man.
Nah, man.
When he beat you before?
What? Did I?
Once, like,
what?
Bro.
When he was 13.
I had red hair, bro. Like, that was like
2011,
man.
That's 8 years ago.
That was just 2012.
So that means you've been ducking for 8 years then?
Nah. I moved to 2K.
What happened to 2K?
Oh.
Oh, in a storm.
Cheated.
Let me tell the story.
YouTube,
yo, we bet $50, right? It was like a $50 bet.
Asterix.
Yo, you know 21 nothing skunk. He was up 20 nothing. I ended up beating him by 21. How you up 20-0 and get blown out by 21?
Hold on, which 2K was it?
Bro, like 13.
I don't know. All I know.
So
one of them 2Ks.
I won.
Nah. I won. That's all that matters.
Fizzy, you got a question. What's the Eurostep?
No. Nah, it was the alley hoop.
It was an alley hoop. Bro.
this nigga ran one play.
He ran the alley hoop the whole game.
He find two now, dunkers.
Yup.
Have them both running baseline.
Hey, yo, is it my fault that he couldn't stop the alley?
Nah, that's some glitch shit, bro. I'm tired of that. That's cheesy.
Look, he lost, man. He mad. He mad. Look, let it go, bro.
I'm sensing
let it go.
A little tightness. residual yeah. tightness,
you know,
bro.
I know. It's how I study because I'm a small nigga, like he a small nigga, so like.
So y'all should you hold a grudge.
You ain't the small nigga no more, bro. I am, so you want mad at me.
But you don't want to bring 2K up, dog. What are you going to tell nobody about that?
I forgot about that shit.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. It was a storm. It was thunder and lightning, too. We thought the lights was going to go out. Damn. The lights did go out on your ass, though.
That's why I ain't playing.
Some party, little blues.
Pull me one up, yo.
Sir.
Yo, it's about that time?
So, I got a question for y'all. I mean, I know what people want to know. How long y'all been doing music together?
I'm going to be real started. Like, York was doing music, and I was DJing, but even though we were
Shout
friends, it wasn't
stars.
Like even, like, you feel me, working.
We're just doing
it. Yeah, we're just kind of like, you know,
like,
supportive.
I always take his advice and stuff like that. But we wasn't always like one like a team like we is right now. So, years.
And from the beginning, cause you know that's my day one. So whatever he put out, I was rocking with.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that was that. But like on some duo type shit, probably like 5-4 years, something like that. Right.
Yeah, cause it's like you don't see one with the other. Like
yeah.
And that's good shit. Cause actually, you had tweeted the other day. And you was
shots
like,
up.
Shots up.
Damn, we got Jones.
Oh, shit, y'all a team? Tell me when I beat you as a man, you're going to jump me.
It's a possibility.
Just stay by the door. So who's the final whistle? Get outside real quick.
Flyz had tweeted, he said, from the beginning, any moves I wanted to make, York never questioned. He said he just rocked out and just went with it. And here they are today. And people who don't know, Flyz
will
be on FM radio. Mm-hmm. You want to tell them what stations you should be on and whatnot?
First one of the day, you know how that hit.
That hit different.
Dang, give me like 8 seconds. That's
oh, shit. I'm going to the top.
Damn. Nah, at the time it was Y96.5, WRDW, and Philly was the number one rhythmic station, so. Kind of like, you know, top 40 mainstream hip hop and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that to like 2015. And then I just really recently stopped fucking with Boom 103.9 in Philly, doing like the holiday mixes and shit like that. 4th of July, Memorial Day weekends, you know, all that. But, you know, everything got its politics, man. So.
Oh, shit. You gonna put together Christmas mix and shit?
Yeah.
And also,
Christmas mix?
Give a personal shout out to 5Z. Because on Crenshaw, good old 142B, we used to have little house parties and we had to throw on a meats mix and just go in. He DJed a lot of parties he don't even know about.
Man, yo, you gotta be quiet, man. You gonna cut my man a check.
I know about this joint.
No, but that's the case. I gotta throw my colleagues under the bus. They got pain too.
I wasn't there.
No, not y'all.
I tell you, I got
slightly off.
Joints dropping though, man. I done did like 5 new, you know, mixes and shit. About to upload probably the night or tomorrow. Just to keep SoundCloud, it was a wave, you feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of house parties going on, why not?
You know, if you came to Salem, you came to Tom, you know what was going on.
I crashed a couple of them.
Yeah, you crashed and you landed.
You stayed.
For a week.
Well, look, see them going down there to their party tonight. We ain't seen them a week later.
That was crazy.
Week later, he showed
back
up.
We ain't talking about, dude. We do not bring that shit up.
Back in the box.
Back in the box, yo.
Back in the box, throw it in the river.
Yeah, that was bad.
So what you got coming up, York?
I'm not only focused on music right now.
I mean, I know you got your business mind, but
you're definitely out here, Mr. Everything these days. You're doing everything.
I ain't been standing still. So, so for me, I've been cutting. I'm probably like his shade of dark right now.
We borderline.
But I come from the light skin committee. So I'm covering my neck up right now. I've been in the sun all summer. But yeah, I've been on my entrepreneur stuff lately.
That's what's up.
Shut your business
Whatever
out.
You need, he got you. You need your grass cut.
Man, let him shut his business out. Tell him the name of the business.
York's Lawn Services. For me, I pull up, I We whack all that for the love. Stop calling J&J boys. Call me up.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all heard him. Say yo, say it. Tell you.
Black businesses we have.
Damn here. Right.
You feel me?
Too bad I don't got grass.
When it's a birthday, I'm hitting Sheeves Sweets up with a 5Z. You feel me? Getting them cupcakes.
Yo, them joints. Good as hell, too.
Right. We on our entrepreneurs that was not only out about the music right now. We starting to get a little old, so we trying to put some money behind it.
Mm. Right.
That's smart.
Just drop the jewel, whether you take it or not, it's on you. It's on the table.
That's good. Okay. All right. That's what I'm talking about. You've been watching Uncle Facts.
In the midst of that, you dropped a couple singles this summer.
I'm on every music platform for me. You can look up my... All you got to do is type in Yerk Daddy, and I'm on there. Anything... what's the songs that we just dropped?
Questions.
Nobody. That was the first one. Nobody. For me, I had some photo shoots with a shout out to Kevin. Kevin Gregg.
It's my man.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I got some janky dudes on the videos right now, but they kind of... I ain't going to name them. Next year, I'm going
to
start...
He about to drop the name. Couple more shots. He dropping the name. Watch.
Lonnie, this might be bigger than us trying to find the beholder.
Yeah, it is.
This might be bigger than that.
Listen, two
that
more shots.
That lasted like damn near a year.
He dropping the names, with two more shots. Watch. How much more back? It's getting close.
Whoever don't share y'all posts, and they usually share, you going to be like, oh, we lost a supporter. That was him.
Mm-hmm. Know all about it.
Yeah.
I know how that shit go.
Where is Pop Wolf? Where he at?
You talk about niggas on the run.
I'm on the live too, Pop. Is he on the live? He probably on the live watching this too. He ain't on there.
Check in. I think he like.
Yo, he probably on there, yo.
My boy, stay.
Cause yo, we gonna have to bring the replacement in. We ain't want to do it, but we got a replacement. But we ain't want to do it.
But before we get to that part, let me ask this right. So we're gonna do a drinking game tonight. So what are some of the drinking games that this is for everybody that cats like to play?
Never have or ever.
No, now, me personally, I don't play games. I'm a real nigga.
But you played before, but I played with it.
I had to be drunk to okay that.
Now, one that's fun but also deadly.
Now, I did one with Twitty.
Is King Cup. But the game you're talking about, we're not going to bring that up.
Oh.
That game has been put in the box.
Talk about it.
I don't even know the name of that shit. But
see, Lonnie, I don't know if you'd be able to.
I'm gonna break down the game.
Oh, I can't handle it.
It's called Phone Booth.
Oh,
wait a minute.
No, hold on.
It don't even sound right.
Just listen.
It's called Phone Booth. Put five cards down, right?
Okay.
Face up.
Okay.
It's five mixed decks of cards. Cards missing, water got spilled on them.
Okay.
So you can't count the cards.
Okay.
And you gotta tell me whether your next card is gonna be higher or lower.
Oh, higher or lower? I played the same game before. You gotta take a shot every time you miss a card.
Yeah, but you gotta start back over.
Yeah, exactly. I played it. Come on, man. It's called higher low.
You ain't played with us.
That's some fools.
That's all
I'm saying. What are you trying to say? I can't hang
with us. I'm not saying you can't.
Oh,
listen. At that point when we was doing that, you wasn't where you are now.
Play it now. What's up?
We ain't got five decks of cards. I'm telling you, that shit gonna get spooky real quick.
Nah, bro, I'm telling you. That game had you questioning life.
Bruh.
Because
I seen that game, and you know, if he get here, that game put my boy Pop out. He was sitting on the chair, texting, it just went out.
We all behind
him. Phone still lit up.
Putting motherfucking ornaments on his head and shit. It was nuts. But then the thing is, if you give up, right, the buyout is a triple shot. Now, mind you done messed up like five times, right?
You can watch it.
You done had five shots.
Oh, somebody got. Oh,
then to buy out, you got to take a triple on top of it. It's bad.
That's tough.
Yo, when I tell you, like, I was in that joint, and I'm like, all right, cool, bet. I get four cards in a row. That fifth one come out wrong, got to start over.
So
I did that shit.
It got to be like one, two, three.
Yeah. So like the ace is the one.
It's five cards.
And then the king's
you got to get. You got to guess all five cards for it to go past you to the next person.
It's been a TV show like that.
Yo, it's nothing more humbling.
You could be. It could be your turn for like 30 minutes.
Facts. Seen it happen.
I seen it happen, bro.
First thing I said was, I was like, nigga, what's the buyout? How can I skip my turn? Like, what I got to do? Do I need a triple shot? What do I need? Just let me get it. I said, because y'all ain't going to have me sitting here.
Yo, it's nothing more humbling than it's a two. You like, higher. Ace drop.
thing.
That's 11, man. Yeah,
like, okay, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Ring of Fire, that shit tough, too. Yeah. Shout out to Bow. Bow put me down with that.
What is it?
Ring of Fire. Throw the cards. It's almost like never heard. You throw the cards in the, what you call it?
Oh, okay.
And, like, I think the queen, when you get a six.
Six,
I mean,
is
all,
chicks.
Six, six is chicks.
Oh, something like that.
Yeah.
That shit is tough. You get fucked up fast. And you get people mad, like, personal business be put to the table, too.
Wow.
The tea gets spilled.
Yeah.
What tea got spilled?
Yeah. I've already taken my sweatshirt off. It's happening.
We ain't gonna talk about it. That's in the box. Shout out to Bow, though.
It's terrible. So, man, let's start opening up these decks of cards.
Well, you ain't
so we're going to give them to the host.
So who they get, A or the bull?
And she's going to read the instructions.
Nah, we're going to instructions first, you know. We're going to treat this shit like a fight, you know what I mean? You get the pre-game instructions, you get the pre-fight instructions.
Hey, I'm sorry.
You good.
If you was fighting, who you going to get the end? Who going to rap your intro when you coming up?
Casanova. You
know, yeah, I was ready to say that.
Damn.
Casanova.
Which song?
That's a lot of them. I can let that nigga do a medley. But definitely, you got Set Trippin', What We Doing.
What We Doing is always a good one.
Mo said, why y'all not drinking, yo?
We said, y'all not drinking, yo.
As soon as he said it.
Set Trippin', What We Doing.
There you go.
Fuck, let me go on that drink.
Get out of here.
I listen to this dude all the time. But yeah, definitely anything with Casanova in it. When I hear that boom, 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 don't run. You know what I mean?
So don't run.
Like, yeah. So even like even when I was playing football, we'd be at the games, they had a speaker. I'd be like, oh, let me get that speaker. So I got to let niggas know. Punch you in your face, motherfucker. I knock your teeth out. You know what I mean?
That's real gritty shit.
Yeah, you need that kind of, yeah. So if you want to fight, you definitely want that.
Check your email, brother.
So check this out, right? That's a good question.
What happened?
You coming out for your fight. What you coming out to?
Man, you already know. Simple, man.
Avant.
What?
New edition?
I might do a new edition. That's my boy. Avant, my boy. I might do a new edition.
My first love.
But I ain't going to do a new edition. I'm just going to do the Rocky anthem, man. That's it. That's it, man. Let's keep it simple, man.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
I'm coming out with Uzi.
Okay.
Yeah, go. Since we on a live, can I get my credit, bro?
Yeah.
You was arguing like 8 years ago with me about like five about Uzi, and I told you.
Nah, hey, yo, I tagged you in a post one day, too. I'm like, I know Meese gonna get on me about this.
You gotta scoot it a little bit. I know, that's
little
a chair.
Uzi Bird grew on me, and I fuck with him. I fuck with Uzi Bird. At first, I'm like, yo, nah. He'll tell you, man, I ain't fucking with no Uzi Bird. The more listen, like,
yeah,
like, ooh, but man. I was like a closet fan. Right. When nobody be here, I turn the shit on, I'm in here.
As soon as somebody come in, we switch that shit up.
But now, I don't give a fuck who here. I'm playing with Uzi Bird. Right. So shout out to Uzi, man.
So that's who you coming out of the ring with?
Fan. No, I'm not coming out to the ring to that. Now, coming down to the ring, since he got Casanova, coming out the mash out posse. M.O.P.
Who?
M.O.P. Brr, bang! You know what I mean?
Oh,
look.
It's regular.
Get the drug in.
That's crazy. Would y'all be mad if I said I ain't know who that was?
Ooh, the M.O.P. Ooh. It's all good. You're young, so you
know who that is.
Ooh. But,
so we going to let her read.
It's something to Google.
Uh-huh.
It's something to Google.
Oh, yeah. I think that's your favorite tip.
Was about to fight me one day. I ain't know what.
Yeah, open the cards and read the instructions. You got to speak up in the mic, though, right?
Do music, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like anything else, man. If you're going to pursue it, you definitely should do your history on things. That it might give you some insight, might give you some inspiration, or it might let you know that's just not my direction.
Right.
I'm not fucking.
Can I change my walk down to the
No, okay. Too late. Too late. All right.
Can I change it?
Too late.
Go ahead.
You're coming down to that song right now. Too late. This song is already playing in the ring.
I gotta do DMX, man. The only reason why I said DMX.
Man, now you wanna come stop. On DMX now.
Drop. Like, he chose a video, right? Where he got everybody like two something or bigger. And DMX looked like he was 115 pounds. He ain't give two fucks.
He's right in the middle of
them. Right in the middle of them big motherfuckers. That's confidence right there, yo. That's what I'm coming around with that.
Nigga, that's cocaine.
Yo, that was crazy, yo. He was jumping around, boom. I'm like, that's 120 pounds.
I mean, you got to
read that.
If you're going to do it, you got to get involved.
So she's about to read the instructions.
You're too well soft-spoken for this.
Yeah, you got to speak up.
Okay. All right, so it says object. To be the first team to collect 5 Family Feud survey cards. You want me to read the setup part to it, or just go right down to how to play?
I mean, everybody knows Family Feud goes, so we're going to the second part.
We win. They lose. That's how it goes.
So we'll let you get the cards together. I mean,
Since you asked the question, though, 5Z, what you coming out? You said you coming out to Uzi?
Right.
No. Okay.
There we go.
Look at what the motherfucking cat drug in again.
Man, he's lying. Not enough seats in here.
And I mean,
he said he already planned that you were standing. That's
okay.
Nah, in the kitchen is a chair.
I'm a guest.
No, you on that side.
You've been here too many goddamn times. Everybody, we are joined by the infamous DJ Papa.
We got wins, and you should have been practicing right
now. My little brother.
Hopefully.
You gonna dab me up?
Huh?
His hand
fucked.
Oh, I was like, that was
conjugal. No, I said, no.
Oh, no, we do that shit, the niggas will
fuck. No, but look at that shit, though.
Oh, I ain't know.
And my brother squeeze it, and it hurt. That shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Nigga, come on, you don't fuck with you. Do that, though, right?
Yeah, you right.
So I walked
up,
I'm like, damn.
Like, yeah, that's
my bad. He was eating when he was eating chicken.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right.
Nigga, you ain't right now.
Nah, but
that is fucked up. That is fucked up.
As soon as your hand hurt, niggas do.
They squeeze the shit out that motherfucker.
And then they do the J-Rock on you too.
Right,
you be like, chill my hand.
And you won't be no point. It hurt.
Red and blue.
I'm lit as shit.
Blue. We what?
Yeah, we just
sell.
Oh yeah, we blew.
I was watching on live.
Yeah. Anyway, so we creeping out. This is
blue and shit.
Y'all red niggas, y'all blood niggas over there, yeah.
Oh, this is a game.
Oh, we about to play. We waiting on you.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all three.
I don't really like you like that.
That's for you.
Okay, let's get it.
Oh, about this chair for nothing?
No, hell no. Yeah, you got it. I'm about
to say.
But you gonna do one
over there?
Really? Oh, attitude.
Shit.
Yeah, it's gonna get real. Be careful with the back.
Yo, and pop off like 3 shots behind, bro.
Yeah, he is.
Crazy as hell.
Don't count.
It's Saturday. That could have been.
Don't know how long you had that bottle, sir.
He had that shit last night.
Hell no.
Shout out to my niece over there, Jamaica. Jaleesa.
3 shots behind, bro.
Listen.
I know my niece better have brought some pudding with her. That's what I do know. She better have brought some pudding.
Listen, first off,
you look like you ain't bringing.
I'm going to tell y'all some real life shit. She said, as soon as I take 2 shots, she was going to take me off the show because I've been drinking all day.
She going to
take that? Damn, that's your over under right there?
The over and under.
The over under 2 shots?
That's
listen,
your cup.
When
right?
I turn around.
Yeah, it's mine.
Ew, that's right here. Right here.
Oh, that's me?
Yeah, I think so.
Yo, when I went and got the chair for you, right, first thing she said, he's already lit.
I'm
about to get out. I was like, you know the first thing I told her? All ready to drive
her. That's a fact.
Damn. What's the name of your team?
Team of what?
Y'all 3 on teams.
Right here.
Oh,
Team industry? Team.
What's your team?
You want to hustle?
Drunk us.
Drunk us.
What you mean?
That's kind of whack. That's
kind of whack. Yeah, even
sorry. That's kind of regular.
Team light skin versus team brown skin.
Oh.
Who light skin?
Bro, you're in Florida now.
I was never light skinned.
You was never dark either.
Facts.
Nigga, you turned red in the summer. Like York.
I'm not really light skinned, though. You still
light skinned. So you don't want the name, period. Fuck it.
Bruh.
No, I like other
thing of a name.
That name, y'all know, your name corn drunk. Yeah, they not even drunk.
No, no.
Drinking a Corona.
He's
not drunk.
No lime. While they're over there huddling with their
game. He's drinking a Corona with no lime.
No lime, Joe.
Shout out Uncle Drew over here.
What's up, good brother?
Co-host of Wet Lonnie.
Question everything.
Don't say it again, though, all right?
Question everything podcast. I forgot to say podcast.
Bro. All right, we'll see you after the show.
We're still having a name. We're the Durag boys.
We all got ways. I like that.
Bro, you got it. Get out of here, nigga. You with them now.
Take your shit off. Y'all the do-rag boys.
He the do-rag king.
Oh, man.
This nigga been wearing do-rag forever.
That nigga Mark is for
it. It ain't shit changed underneath it.
Oh, that two-tone shit that everybody be getting?
Nah, that line. You do it too tight.
I think Lil Bow Wow say he the do-rag king too, so he can have it.
Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah.
Oh, she been throwing shots today at all these cats today.
Make the lesson for me.
So, real quick, pop off.
Yeah.
First of all, welcome, my nigga. It's about damn time.
I only been trying to get him on the show for
long over
a year,
a year and a half. But, you know, lose count. You know,
I mean, we kind of had to threaten him last night, but I mean, you know.
I told you. No. Listen,
Last night was a chill compared to last week or two weeks.
Yeah.
That was a threat. Wow. And he ain't hit nobody. Well, he said he ain't nobody.
They ain't hit me last 2 weeks ago.
Nah, see,
but
well,
when
you
y'all hit me, y'all was like, oh,
nah, cause
me,
that was
you, and they hit me with the whole jaw and threatened me.
That's partly my fault, because I talked to Meese, and Meese like, whenever you ready, to hit me up. So that was going to be a DJ episode, because
Chicken was going to come too.
Pop, you took the blame for that, though. You was like, it's my fault.
I did. I took all that. I fucked that up.
That's real grown up.
I'm just saying that was a threat.
Okay.
That was a threat.
why should it have to come to that?
It didn't.
Why should it have to come to that?
It shouldn't have.
Last time I got you in the studio, I had to hit you with some crazy shit. I said, yo, bro, just get in the car. We about to go take a ride real quick.
Kidnapped.
Bruh, when the first band, there's your boy, busting his traps. Mr. Softy come out this bitch every time we record.
Mr. Softy, count your fucking
everybody's days. Wearing hoodies. Why are we selling ice cream?
Because you know what
he's selling. If you were slanging some hot chocolate, you might be on to something. But
you know what he's selling.
Hey, yo, my boy, pick that shot up, put it back down.
I did see it.
Hold on. First of all, I thought about it. Look, I picked it up, and I'm like, they said everything I did today didn't count. Let me put it back down. Niggas gotta watch me take that shit. It gotta count.
You got another one coming because it shots up.
First of all, shots up, man.
Yeah. Somebody gonna take that joint.
I gotta do every other one.
You gotta get shorty. Y'all get two when she get here. Yeah. Sneak one.
I gotta do every other one. She really left out.
Night night. I thought we was going half shots. On the game?
Oh, shit.
For the game?
You might get shots too?
We might, if you lose, I mean, you get an X or something, I guess.
Somebody's
going to do rag boys. We'll lose. What
are you talking
about?
Oh, okay.
I love it. What are you talking about, baby? I don't even know what the game is.
You know the game.
Family Feud, nigga.
Family,
come on. Watch your mouth, nigga.
Stephanie Hardy.
Watch your mouth, nigga. Ain't no nigga named Lewis gonna talk to me any type of way.
I got a sports team on basketball teams. I had a paperwork with this nigga. I ain't know his name.
Yeah, Cal Mike Pike, the only one that really knew that was my real name. I don't even think you knew that name. You know.
I'm out there. You know, I knew that. How you know? Nigga called me, be like, what's up, Lewis? He's like, yo, what the fuck? That's like when they say my middle name, I'm like, how the fuck you know me? Oh, you don't know that shit. Oh shit, I'm bullshit. I was like 12 and a half, nigga.
Don't nobody know me by Lewis.
That's a good question. How long you been DJing, Meats?
Pop off.
Since his birth, nigga. His dad.
Oh, I know it's in his genes.
He is a football head.
10 years?
Definitely was a football head.
When I met him,
I didn't even know he DJed because he was playing that football.
Neck brace boy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
It was crazy. me and my neighbor was talking about you last weekend. He was like, you was probably the toughest motherfucker he seen play because you played with a broke ankle.
Yeah. He was the dog.
We was like outside last week.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. She wouldn't have been soft. What? Oh, yeah.
You got it.
But I owe two, so I take a whole shot.
You're good. You caught up. Yeah.
You lucky. When you had the party at Stu's, right? We was watching the fight. But when I see you put the post up there talking about shots on me, I was about to say, I'll be back. I'm about to run down on this thing.
Nobody mentioned it either. I had a bag on me, though. I was
going to
get, like, two people shot.
Two? Yeah, I see the post,
too. Two. You kept your word, though.
You know what I mean? I thought you was going to. Let's go. I'm ready.
Now you're ready. Let's get inside.
So, at this juncture,
are we doing a coin toss to see who go first?
Hell, Maybe
I should have read it word for word.
No, no. Tell us how it goes so we know. All
right, cool.
Yo, wait on me.
All right, so obviously, who knows Steve Harvey from Family Feud, but we don't know how to play because he's talking about coin toss. That's not
I just asked why we doing a coin toss.
Let these young boys go first.
That's how it goes. It says, to begin a new round, a player from each team is chosen to face off.
Factual.
Okay, so the host, which is me, I'm going to draw a card, and I'm going to read out loud to the two players. So whoever likes y'all to answer first, they get to start off the round.
So who we picking?
Oh, yeah.
No, I have to say the card, and whoever says something first, so it could be either of you.
So
who
y'all
picking?
Your turn. It's going to be one person to go, and then the next question is going to be the next person, right?
Not a question.
Right, so, but y'all
can say something. Nigga, I watched Family Feud for years.
No, the first one, you don't say anything from the card,
you're
going to
get hit with one of these X's, right? So if you get three X's, then the other person on the team get a chance to say the answers. But they also get day three strikes too.
Right.
Then we move on to our next question.
Right. When do we drink?
Yeah, that's
you get him, if you don't get the card. Unless y'all want to do every wrong answer, I mean, I'm not that
gonna
light.
Do,
that's too much.
We're going to do three X's. The whole team got drink.
Maybe if, yeah, if your
don't
whole
you try
team.
My alcohol,
three X's, the whole team drink.
Nigga, one round, the liquor going to be gone.
Three X's, the whole team drink.
Yeah.
The whole team drink.
I'm literally sitting there like.
Okay, all right, yeah.
You have to go to the store.
Three X's, the whole team drink.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
Cool.
All right, so who going to do the, you going to go first with that nigga?
I was just about to ask that. So look, if I don't know, but my team knows,
I'm going to read the card.
No, that's when the last answer, I mean, after the X's, I mean, right?
I can't go to my team.
First one, having a team.
If
you're still with the card.
The initial question is a face-off question.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, if your team, if you got the answer right, then it goes to them.
So how y'all going to do it? First person hand up?
No, we just gonna
say. I'm about to read the card to them.
Oh, first hand up. Yeah, first hand up.
Now listen.
First hand up.
First of all, niggas gonna start sitting like this.
I ain't never gonna go to
the
bathroom.
We gonna come another way, cause we ain't got no.
So we gonna hand up.
Yeah, we got no buzzer. So I mean,
you got glasses on,
right?
So you can see.
Right.
Allegedly. Because her eyes low as hell behind them frames.
Yeah.
What's that point, guys?
We need y'all to help out.
Yeah, right.
First one's hands up. Y'all say.
Background judges.
Background judges, yo.
Nah, biased crowd.
Yo!
Even bored out.
Yeah, A in there too.
All right.
Diamond. We ready.
All right, I'm ready. All right. So say.
Everybody might not catch that.
Give me a word that rhymes with louse.
Louse.
No, it's me and Popo. Me and Popo.
Yeah.
It is for my hand up.
Your team's up. So their team is up because he had his first.
You said louse, right?
Right.
Blouse.
No.
Right.
What?
Wait. So he got one of them right. Right,
so
you
he started. Yeah,
so did he get that? Did he get the top one?
Wait a minute.
So look,
no, no, no,
so listen, no, if you don't get, no, if you don't get the top
listen,
answer,
hold up. First off, let's stop real quick. Rules wasn't laid the way they were supposed to be laid. So look, we just won, but they all like, no way.
That's the number one answer.
Because they
hate him. No, y'all see.
They have three tries.
Real quick.
They have three tries.
Wait.
We got it right in the first one, though.
Before we go,
it was one of the words. And
before we go into that,
y'all said something first.
Let me just say, let me say something real quick. Let me say something real quick.
Nah, I was looking at this cat. It was supposed to be me and him.
No,
I didn't have my hand out.
No.
It's a face-off.
Wait,
not the whole team.
He won the face-off. His hand was up first, so their team starts.
That's what we got.
Fucked
up.
Man, Papa, no, these teams send somebody up to the podium.
I'm
going to
add
a
family feud.
It's supposed to be them.
It's a one. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's a one-on-one.
One-on-one.
And then you guess the team. So here's the thing, right? It's one-on-one. So then when you guess.
I was. I thought Papa.
That's what we had just said. So that's why when Jordan raised his hand, that's why I said no.
I was like,
it's coming to us.
To begin the new round, a player from each team is chosen at face-off. So anybody...
They was the face-off.
They was the face-off.
Yeah. Yeah. They was going to be the face-off.
Okay. Okay, it's on them.
So you gonna let them go?
Yeah, they let them go.
Okay.
You probably read the question to them.
I was just about to say that. Yo, they got shot. They vicious on the low. They're like, yo, we gonna let them go. Nah, he would. Shot vicious on the low.
We a team?
That's crazy.
All right, so give me
bro, you ain't even wear your do-rag today. Everybody trying to hear that shit.
Give me a word.
Don't grab my shit.
Give me a word that rhymes with Laos.
So it's on him, though.
No, it's all on him.
How many seconds he got?
It's three. All
right.
Three seconds. We need somebody to count the seconds.
You want to just throw him out?
No, it's one person.
So, look.
So it's Meeks right now?
So it's going to go to Meeks. It's going to go to Pop. All right,
good.
Let's go back to you.
He got like 5 seconds.
I suck at this. That's rap. You rap.
House.
And give it a buzzer on.
Right, that's one. That's one.
Raise the X,
that's the top answer.
That X right there.
But if it's on that card, no,
that's one. It's on the card.
What are we doing?
Oh, it is on the card.
Oh, wait, it's on the
card. So you put that on the board.
Ding, ding.
What's on there?
Why we don't copy the pen?
Nice person.
So now it's on Papa.
This nigga ain't never watched Family Feud. Why?
She ain't
seen part. I'm supposed to have a pen and paper.
Boy, y'all be mad, though.
No.
Or
no.
That don't matter.
It goes by getting the card.
Okay.
So now it's on Papo.
Same questions. I'm really about to Steve Harvey.
You can ask for the question
now,
again. Repeat the question.
He says a word and it's not on that card, then he gets
you get an X.
Okay, give me a word that rhymes with Laos.
Come on, you rap. You good round rappers.
A lot. You're more like... That's looking like an X because he's drawing the blank.
Did you say house?
Yeah.
It's on you.
It's on you.
You got a good question.
Give me a word that rhymes with Laos.
Mouse.
Yeah,
he got the top answer.
Yes, sir! I rhyme.
I got
wings. My nigga said,
I rhyme.
This is one of my professions.
It's on me.
It's on me.
Let's go. All
right. Name a TV show you'll hate to spot your
neighbor.
So they got all the answers?
That's all the answers?
They got all the answers for their first card?
Yeah, that was the top answer.
Oh, no. How many answers was it?
No, you got to get all the answers.
Top, right? It was three answers?
Three answers?
Oh, it was one more left.
See, they got to get it. They got to get it all.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This nigga watch Family
Feud. Yo.
They got to get them all.
Okay.
Yeah, they got to get everyone.
Give me a word that rhymes with Laos.
That's an X then.
Who said it?
The very first time. That's X.
That's two X's.
That's one.
That's two.
No,
that's
one.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
Right.
It's yours. No, it's on Poppy.
Well,
no, you can't talk. Joe, you can't do that.
You can't huddle.
No.
They only huddle when they're trying to steal.
Steal, yeah. You still can do that. Yeah, you can't huddle.
Wait.
You gotta look at me like, Lottie, fuck
you. Yeah, you about to get deported, like, girl.
I'm sorry. Give me a word.
I'm like, about to the something comes true.
Listen, hold on, though. If I say the word, he gonna be like, yo, New York told me.
Yeah. At this point,
Hold on.
Let me make this abundantly clear for you young dumb motherfuckers. Okay? Now apparently, York was the only kid who was allowed to watch the TV. You niggas was outside playing.
I was game for you.
So
I don't know what I was doing.
So basically, you do the face off, right? So if you get like, so once you get into the round and you're asking the questions, okay, right? So when you get your second ex, right, and then she asks the question, if you get it wrong, then the other team gets a chance to steal.
That's when
now, when they're getting a chance to steal, that's when you unhook because you only get one answer to guess.
How many people on each team? It's like five or four?
It'd be five. We're not doing it.
If it's on the fifth person, though, right? These other people is already talking.
Nah, they can't. Steve Harvey right there walking up to everybody and asking the same question.
Like,
so nobody bend over and ask the question. I mean, get the answer.
Bend over.
I mean, bend to the side.
All right, pause. Just hit over the pause.
All right, but listen, we ain't know that.
So. All right, so cool. All right, we educated now. Y'all got the first round. Let's go on to the next. Now, the next question.
How that work, though?
Y'all won.
Take his fucking shot.
Yeah, shit.
You ref the ball games.
I'm back for it.
It's all good. Nigga kill all germs, nigga.
I'm dead.
Well,
it's a week.
Here we go.
Every team.
Now, is John and Meats.
Same list.
Correct.
Right here. It's the face off.
Name a cause of traffic accidents.
John had it.
He's
gonna get it wrong.
Spearfinger. Being on your phone.
It gotta be more specific than that.
Yeah.
Being on your phone.
One word, though.
One word.
Fuck. Is the phone on there?
That's my answer.
Now you can just guess straight out now.
You can guess
straight out. Texting.
Cell phones, but it's like that's one word though.
It say texting.
What's
higher,
eating or?
But to be technical,
it's not
said that.
John said that first. He said phones.
John said phones.
Yeah,
John
said phones.
Yeah, you demoted.
Oh, you got to top answer.
You demoted.
You demoted.
Listen, hold the X card. Hold
the X card.
You said
phones. That's what they say.
So my turn.
Name a cause of traffic accidents.
Driving too fast.
Speeding.
All right. Yeah. Number two answer, right?
Hmm?
Is it number two?
Two.
Yeah, but
speeding.
Driving too fast is speeding.
She said like one word, though. Speeding. People say some crazy shit, but they be like, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, what you up?
Name a cause of traffic accident.
He hit you all this shit. I hate when a nigga talk to me when they hear this shit.
What he said?
What was that?
8 points.
Hey.
Damn, we ain't got 8 points?
That's all the answers or it's another
answer. Tell us how much points you got. You got the top 1 8 points.
Keep going.
There's
4
answers. Yeah, keep going.
So it's four answers.
So John, this is you, Joe.
It's a lot of them.
It's a lot of answers?
Yeah, it's 8 overall.
It's 8? Damn.
Oh, okay.
And you got...
The fuck?
Yeah, we should it. Let's start thinking. We should do it. They got 8. They don't look like they got 8 answers in them.
No, they said, damn, I said speaking.
You got
to do all that. Name the
cause of traffic accidents. They look like they good for 3 answers.
They ain't get the top answer yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she just asked
they
me.
They did.
You ready? Say it again.
Name a cause of traffic accidents.
Kids.
Ooh. It probably
I take that X. I take that X. But my shit is legit. When you turn around and smack the shit out of your kid.
Name a problem in traffic accident.
I say I do it.
Alcohol.
Drunk
driver. Let's go.
Drunk uncle.
Never had one. Let me knock on wood.
Name a cause.
I wasn't wood, but okay.
bad tires.
No.
It's two.
Now you gotta be disrespectful with that. Wrong
two X.
Yeah.
That on you, Nate.
Shit. About to be three.
Name a cause of traffic accident.
Yeah, eating.
No, didn't you say that already?
That's what you told me.
No. You ain't gonna have that conversation with him.
No. Because I said being on your phone. Yeah, and he was like one word, but it was cell phone.
And he said it
and
again.
I said eating for one word. So it's eating the answer because technically the answer ain't been given.
But you know it's not though.
Okay, so that's three X's.
That's three X's. And it's still.
Name the cause of traffic accidents.
They gonna fuck it up.
You don't get one answer.
It's reaching for something when you drop it.
That's
it.
Distraction.
No.
Distraction.
Uh-huh. Smacking
people, just
shouting out. Not
Buzzer
beater. That's for you.
Buzzer beater.
Yes, go.
Buzzer beater.
I think we stole that. Bag boys. I think we stole that.
Second round, y'all.
Bag boys.
Oh, they getting me. Y'all
suck at your own game, nigga. You got this.
I made my shit abundantly clear at the beginning of
the mile.
I said, I'll play games. I'm real.
Let's go, man. Turn this shit up, man.
Face off, Twitty and,
hold on.
Now it'd be Twitty and Pop off.
Hold my shot.
Yeah, you don't want Twitty and Pop.
Shit,
we're
lost.
The first
one. I ain't got no
faith in myself
in this motherfucker.
My nigga
said, ask me what song it is or some shit.
Imagination.
It's random. What is the best mixer to use?
Oh shit!
I might be
still. Depends on what I'm using it for. Right.
Name something birds fly into. Twitty.
Tree.
Ooh.
Yep.
Number one answer, ain't it?
No.
Oh,
so you got a chance if I go to steal.
Or you still get steal.
You can steal it.
Right from the face off. So if like, you don't get the number one answer, and you guess the number one answer.
Birds fly into
a nest. Yes, sir! Damn!
Bro.
Where's my pearl?
I am beyond. I'm just happy the nigga answered the question.
Hey, I'm here!
He's
a kid rat!
He's right here! It's on you.
Because the nigga gave up like 5 seconds ago.
That was kind of easy.
Windows.
Number one is.
Let's get it. I'm here, boy. I'm here.
You really
mean, boy? Shit.
I can't
do it.
Say
that.
Three more. What y'all talking about?
Name something birds fly into.
Cars.
Dang. I'm a top answer, boy.
Hey, yo, I know all this shit.
And I'm a pop ball, too.
Name something. Birds fly into.
Hey, listen, you got one out of him. Don't ask for no more.
Yeah, I was about to say. But how long I got? Y'all never
5 seconds.
The wind, motherfucker. Like,
when she asked the question.
He said the wind.
The wind? You crashed into the wind?
Did we?
No, he fly into.
How many left? Two.
Come
right?
on, no living soldier. Got this do rag on.
Bushes.
No.
That's two.
Can we ask what we got already? You know it's
just. I got two X's.
No, what we got?
I got two more to get. I got two X's.
We said window.
Window.
Wind.
And sky. Whatever it is.
That was bullshit.
And the Nets. You said Nets.
I thought it was nice.
Nigga forgot his own answer.
Right.
All
right,
so you got last two answers.
He's on Bubble, right?
Now, so y'all got two X's. It's on Meats now.
It's on me.
Name something Birds
fly
into.
He was good at school.
He put all the pressure though. Pressure is different, different though.
Like, bitch been out of school for 10 years.
Yeah, but they won that round.
Man, drink your handy, man. Drink your little bottle.
Your cup's kind of lonely over there, sir.
Why you unscrewing it like you're nervous?
I am. What y'all would have said?
I'm thinking about the next time we lose.
But it's going to happen, so, I mean.
Nigga, we up.
We gotta do a liquor store run.
So oh, yeah. I'm good for the next two hands. And I've been doing whole shots.
I told you, bro,
because you've been.
I just mean your body.
I take Bull Jones.
Matter of fact,
because you hard.
Matter of fact, listen, I'm really about to fuck y'all up. Since you got a smoker on your team, all y'all got to hit the weed when y'all lose.
Oh, hell no.
But everybody's smoking. That nigga like this. We ain't going to win no more.
We ain't going to win no more.
I don't do that. Watch this.
If time flies when you're having fun, name a place where it crawls. York.
He beat me?
Church.
Let's go!
Number two answer.
Number two answer.
You can get it from.
Yo, read it again.
If time flies when you're having fun, name a place where it crawls.
Cemetery.
You want the stick? Revenge.
That's
not a copy. She really repeated it.
I'm done.
Let's go. His fight tickets up.
Steve Harvey would have been like, what?
Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah.
His fight
tickets up. What the hell?
Y'all answer, y'all five.
Repeat the question, please.
If time flies when you're having fun, name a place where it crawls.
Yo, real quick, before you ask Pop Off and he get it wrong, what were the answers that have already been given?
Work,
school,
church,
and school.
And school.
He's slowing up.
The school was the last answer.
That's more time for you though.
I still don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Give me the question. Yo, you said we
got it. Time flies when you're
having fun. Yo, me started dumb shit, yo.
Library.
No.
That's a good answer. All right, we get a chance to
steal.
That's a good answer.
What were your goofy ass over here?
I didn't feel bad because that was my answer.
That was
good.
I didn't feel bad. That was a good funny answer, though.
No. Yeah. It sounded good. I thought fucking cemetery sounded good. Ain't nothing moving in this instance. Nothing. That shit stops instantly. Like, that's not. That was a bad answer, though. Like,
dude. It's all over there.
It's over, like.
It's no more nothing.
Ah, yeah, you still with that?
That's time. Come on.
No, it's time.
Question again.
Question again.
If time flies when you're having fun, name a place where it crawls.
One.
Yeah,
it's
no,
five
seconds.
Yeah.
Three.
The gym.
Four.
No.
Jail. I was like, that's a perfect answer. That should have been number one.
Like, how many cars?
Five. One with them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, three, one.
Yeah,
you got to get two more.
Ah, shit.
Two more to one.
All right, buddy. So, what's the next face-off question? It's me and...
Next question.
Next face-off question is me and DJ Meats.
Come on, baby.
If everyone obeyed the law, name something we would no longer need.
Ooh.
What?
Police, that's it.
I'm
about to say, what the fuck?
John,
you froze.
Yo. Bruh, I just processed that question. Somebody came up with what
need. Need.
Bruh, like, listen, we've all watched Family Food. We've all watched Family Food, right? And you've seen them niggas who just
yo, we in trouble, yo, we in trouble.
But they got no answer. And I was like, when she said that shit, I was like, I can't process that. I don't know what to do.
Yo,
but they got it. Yeah, they got an answer.
I was mad as hell.
I don't know y'all now.
Yo, we in trouble, yo.
We in trouble, you know. I got
shit. Yep. If everyone obeyed the law, name something we would no longer need.
Guns.
How many more? Two answers left.
I'm here. I only get two on one. Top answer.
If everyone obeyed the law, name something we would no longer need.
Come on, Bob.
Why they going like this?
Yo,
you gotta have answers.
I don't fucking know.
Well, that's an X.
Simple style, really.
That's an X. First of all, it's not drinks involved when they do regular Family Feud.
We'll go. One X on meats.
The gels.
Mm-hmm.
Number three answer.
He get it, like,
last one.
Composed.
The weed has taken over. My nigga's mind has expanded.
Absolutely. Hold on, niggas go out. Right, let's keep it.
If everyone obeyed the law, name something we would no longer need.
Only one answer left.
What we said already?
Yeah.
Yo, no!
I got his back!
He's right! Yo!
I got his back!
We can't do that, yo!
Yo,
no!
Cops,
guns and jail. In jail.
Cops, guns, and jail?
Yeah.
Judges.
No.
Cool. Two X's.
It's not. It's on pop.
You heard what he said?
They could have third act. Get ready, nigga. It's on him. No, I didn't.
Everybody obeyed the law with something we would not need.
Yo,
that's his answer. That's three X's.
It's not. It's not.
You got
it's not
something?
Answer.
I give you five, four,
anything.
Three, two, anything, pop.
My nigga went like this.
To drunk unks. One answer.
I'm with you with this.
It's the last answer.
Tell him my answer and then.
How much time they got for that? I mean,
I'm going to
give them
their
time.
Okay.
We're
giving them
time.
Huh? All right,
we're
going to
need
an
answer,
sir.
All
right,
court.
No. That's the same thing.
No, but it was closed.
Law
closed? Traffic tickets.
That's some bullshit.
That's court, though.
No, that's not.
Monday.
Yo, he a private assassin. He got
fuck
a beanie cap on. He don't know
what
yo, but you, what I told you, right?
He know what he doing.
Right? He about to take a shot. He didn't lose. I
told you, right?
Well,
I told you, right?
One.
I told you, right?
Shaking our hands at the table.
Y'all going down on your own shit.
Dude, right?
Yes,
boy.
Sir.
Bruh,
you ain't never seen Nick Cannon on Wild Out. He let the guests feel like they special. What's wrong with you?
He's giving shots in there.
You ain't Nick.
Nick Cannon the goat.
I beat this dude up before he said, y'all.
Bruh, first of all, this nigga's only drinking Blue Moon. He over here trying to preserve Blue Moon.
But look, I already said that. I said that Blue Moon shit is dead. Listen, you got to go ahead. I just asked 20, yo, look, where the Blue Moon's at?
Anybody buying what that nigga's selling?
Listen.
That's why that nigga's so alert. He's like, I'm here. I'm drinking beer.
I'm taking shots too.
I see you take one shot.
Wine
of
footy.
He just lost the shit for us.
Oh yeah.
I
knew that. So that's you. No, it's on you, 20.
It's
you. No, it's 20 and Popo.
It's you and Pop.
Alright.
Because he went with your.
Yeah, and then they went.
Tweety about to lose this shit. He talking all that shit. All right,
listen.
Now you ready, nigga?
All right. You ready? Name something your stomach does. Tweety. He ain't even said it.
What'd she say? What'd he say?
Bubble.
Oh, no.
Number two. All right, number two. So it's
number two.
Get upset.
Name something that your stomach does.
Yo, what we ordering, bro?
I didn't say hambre.
Name something your stomach does.
Hambre.
Digest, I don't know, like.
Breathe.
You gotta be one word, right?
He said digest.
He said digest.
He said digest.
Twitty got the better answer. He said digest.
So them two answers off the board.
Twitty is off the board. Digest.
So many
three answers,
left.
Right, number one answer.
So it's on us. No, bro. We got the top answer out of it.
No.
Bro, what
we're not going to ignore the elephant in the room. This nigga said breathe. We're
not going to ignore breathe. I heard it. I said no. He said digest.
I'm ready for the question.
All right, name something your stomach
does. Hurts.
On Twitter to save the team, because it's about to be five. It's about to be game over.
Yeah, they about to fuck up.
That's all right, because I don't mind getting drunk on Saturday nights. Get bigger.
No.
I just said, so look.
Name something your stomach does?
No, hold up.
You ain't gotta repeat yourself. He said the same thing.
But now this nigga woke. Yo, but this nigga woke now.
Did he not say the same thing when I said my answer, when I said Bree? He said the same thing. He said it, right? And yeah, we understand.
All right, what's
y'all? All up.
All y'all.
Name something your stomach does.
All right. I'll let them come over.
Y'all was real, real jolly a second ago.
Yeah, you're about to be the top answer, DK.
Hey, y'all not going to get it.
You ready?
Watch this. All
right, we don't young need Neo that time. You ready?
Yeah.
Growls.
Yup.
Yeah.
That's me too. I'm deleting York off my goddamn Apple Music.
I'm a top boy.
Listen,
I want y'all to get on Netflix. Nigga Bubble.
Nigga Bubble.
Put a camera out.
Listen.
Listen. Oh, now you act like a sale, nigga. You better sit the fuck down. You better sit the fuck down and act like you got some sense. I know your mama. I know how you was raised. You better act like you got some goddamn sense. I'll tell you that. But listen.
Yo, y'all suck at that shit.
Real quick. Real quick.
You don't say growls.
Real quick.
I said I was hungry for the real.
Yeah,
I was hungry as shit.
Listen, damn. First of all, his stomach already growling. What he was doing over there, he's ready. Right. Like, that shit not even a game, right? That's more than...
Right.
This shit is not a drill. Mm-hmm. It's not a test.
The real dip. My back against the wall.
My back's against the wall. Oh, my back is to my mouth. My stomach is to my spine.
Take that motherfucking shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did my
job.
I
see it.
Getting us drunk on a Saturday night is not really punishing us.
Yeah, it's not at all.
This is regular. But
now we're losing y'all, young motherfucker. That's the difference.
But this is what I want. That's the difference.
Listen.
This is what I want to do, real quick.
Nigga shot bodies on Saturday.
We lose. Yeah. And then we
like, well.
It was our idea to
invite y'all on a Saturday, get our ass cracked, and get us drunk. That was y'all idea, huh?
Pause.
My nigga,
you said,
yeah,
yo, repeat it. I was talking about
God damn it,
yo.
That was
okay. Just stop. Just stop talking. At this point, it's not gonna work. Let's just let it go. Just stop. Bro, I took my shot. I finished your Henny. But anyway, but to make you feel better, man. First and foremost, man. Thank y'all for coming through.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate y'all. Do me a favor at this time. I'm going to start with Meats, go to York, go to Pop Off. Tell the people where they can find you on social media.
I'm getting the mic.
I said I'm going to start with Meats.
Yo.
SoundCloud / DJMEAT5Z. Instagram, DJ_5Z. Twitter, the same, DJ_5Z. My Cash App.
Hey man,
that's social media.
Cash App is social media. Social currency.
Everything.
You want to say something? No, you mean you want?
Yo. At YORKKK Daddy on Twitter. At YOR.
That shit.
Just for wild about
the racist person. Daddy from me. York, like New York. Daddy on everything, you feel me? Your daddy on every social fucking media, you feel me? Yeah, your daddy.
I know everybody listening probably like, what the fuck did he just say? I'm like, what the fuck did he just say? DJ Pop Off, man.
Spell it.
DJAY_ Pop Off.
Understroll?
Understroll the shit out of one of you niggas.
Yo,
I've been drinking.
We understroll the niggas around here. But it's _ P O.
P. I spell that out.
You should.
What? Some people can't spell. Some people can't spell.
P O F F. Twitter, SoundCloud, Facebook, everything.
I appreciate y'all, man.
Can I get one more shout out?
Oh, listen, man. I'm going to let my bull go because he been chilling most of the day. And he's snatching the mic. God damn.
I've been chilling, but this some real unhumble shit.
Okay.
My mom got the best cakes in South Jersey.
Okay.
Sweets. S-W-E-E-T 5-Z. They fluffy. They moist. Pause.
Pause. Major pause.
Bro. Yes, sir. And they the cheapest, man. They the best. Black support blacks. The
if you
best
need a football cakes. For your little kid birthday.
Fortnite cakes. Birthday
they
cakes.
Making shapes. We making
gender
shapes.
Gender reveal cakes. Anniversary cakes.
I have had them and they are pretty fucking delicious.
Perfect.
I'm telling you.
Like
anniversary. They're fucking delicious.
Fluffy. And
he's
Paul's
a lovely
voice.
He's supposed to bring one in for John.
Most niggas come in when they try to pump their product.
Hold on, so.
You know what I'm saying?
Better than my cake. Yo.
No. That Uncle Drew cake was legit.
No, more that cake.
Hold on.
He gave us a real story and she can vouch for you.
Hold on a second before you get into it.
That is the perfect segue. 5-Z. Next Saturday, what's going on?
Oh shit! Yeah.
Tell
me. We back at the same spot. There's two beanies, the Libra bass, with the special podcast from my brothers, the Drunk Unks. All shots on them all day.
Damn!
Whoa.
We have a bottle on top. We need a bottle on top. We gonna have a bottle on top.
That ain't my business.
Hold up, me.
That's good.
Listen, first of all. I don't go to no bar without my own bottle. But shots ain't on me. Now you can walk with me to the car. If you see me walk out, you better act right. But you know what I mean. But yeah, go ahead, continue, brother. I'm sorry.
You know that's the vibe. I'm a DJ.
So the bottom behind the DJ.
So stop telling.
All right, my bag.
Too many jewels.
My bag. Too many jewels. My bag.
6'9". Yeah, my bag. Be asking for gum,
bruh. But like DJ Me said, next weekend he'll be DJing at Stew Beanies. We're gonna do a special podcast at Stew Beanies.
What time?
Next weekend.
Whenever he wants to go on, they go into the whole flow. You know what I mean? We're gonna have shit rocking.
The best thing to do is just try to do it
too.
Right before the party.
Mm-hmm.
So then that way, you know, after the show is the after party. You get it, you know what I mean? But here it is, my fast talk.
Yeah.
But again, I'm gonna say this, I'm gonna make sure it's abundantly clear. Not just you three gentlemen, DJ Meats, York Daddy, DJ Popoff, thank you, Demasia, Sleaze here, Uncle Drew. Her name escapes me.
That's
Kel.
Steve.
Say it, nigga.
That's Steve.
Help me. Oh, Kel. Steve. My nigga Steve Harvey over there. He on the snap. Tell the people where they can find you on social media.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Drunk Unks, for having me. My name is Mikkel. I'm on Facebook, Mikkel Megan. Instagram, Nobody But Kels. Hollywood Kels, 3 underscores.
Damn.
Yeah.
You got a lot of handles.
I be chilling.
I can't tell you all them handles. You ain't chilling. But anyway.
I had a question for him. He taught me a long time ago when Twitter was popping. Why you got 3 underscores? That's hard for people to follow you. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He told me that a long time ago.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't developed.
It's in like when you need a new person, and you tell them your name, and you be like, yeah, follow me. You just give them your name. They going to look you up. You're not going to pop up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't add all the extra stuff.
So you're saying is your name was DJ Popoff 3 underscores
No, I never had no actually. Okay, so okay. It's just I had numbers and a bunch of dumb
hard
shit,
shit like calls.
Yo, it's just yo, all the extra shit at the end of your name on social media.
So everybody, I'm gonna take this time right now to say that my favorite York project is the St. Valentine's John. If he can redo that with what he know now and Meats being better on the boards, that should be crazy. Deadass.
We got you.
Deadass.
Well, deadass. Valentine's Day is like what? Like 5 months away? You got time. You got time.
But I'm a lover boy.
You know what? I'll say that for after. But I just want to say this really quickly. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Above everything else, like, follow, share, subscribe, download, review, comment.
Send my fucking video.
Look, it's going to come.
Send my man.
His fucking
the,
video.
The janky promoter. Cameraman. The janky recorder.
Small man.
Listen.
Who the fuck is he?
Listen.
Small man.
That was a hit. That you realize it was a hit. But anyway, like, bro, man, stop playing. Release the questions video. Let it go, man. Like, listen.
Send me a snippet.
Like, oh, yeah, you wasn't here.
It's a byproduct of being late.
You wasn't here, yeah.
But
I'm lost as shit.
Yeah, I want to say this real quick, man. Release the tapes, my nigga.
No R. Kelly shit.
And after the show.
No R. Kelly
shit. You will hear a York single, Nobody, on every platform.
Yes, sir.
When we're done recording.
Yeah. As I said, you know, you see when we were sitting here chilling before the show, I queued the song up. You know why I queued the song up? Because A, I support, but more importantly, it's a dope project produced by DJ Meats. The performer is York Daddy. And we, like, you know, it's just regular, basic, simple shit, you know what I mean? You support those that are doing good shit. You know what I mean? It's a good
night. Take a shot for me.
You know what I mean?
Yo, Nigga
start pulling everybody cup. Look, for his cup and shit. Shots up.
But
I'll
do a half one just to.
Oh!
It's empty.
It's empty.
Don't count.
No foul on the play.
Empties don't matter. Empty shot glasses don't matter.
Unless they spill like that little corner.
I'm gonna ask everybody who has a drink, raise it up. Let's raise it up for these three gentlemen. The Durag Boys, aka the Drunk Family Feud champions for tonight. But more importantly, man,
we need a plaque on this wall.
Now you acting like
this is a rematch on Saturday. I'm just saying.
Now you acting light skinned. Stop. But anyway,
Durag Boys.
I'm gonna take this time to make sure I acknowledge y'all properly.
So fucking dumb.
First of all, what y'all two doing, and even Pop Off too, what y'all doing the entrepreneurial route, and then with the quality music, the product y'all putting out, man. Keep moving, keep grinding, man. We are your Drunk Unks. This is our podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all next week.
Yes,
raise them up.
Go.
Give me another shot.
Woo!
On a shot.
Yeah. Like me. Oh, now. Who can love you like me?
Nobody.
When I stress you like me.
Nobody.
Who can give you what you need?
Nobody.
Who can set you like me?
Nobody.
Who can love you like me?
Nobody.
When I stress you like me.
Nobody.
You need
nobody.
Who can set you like me?
Nobody.
Yeah. Other nigga didn't treat you right, so you left him, you and me tonight. You was drinking so you couldn't drive. You just sat back and enjoyed the ride, cause he didn't take you to the functions. He treated you like you were nothing. He said he loved you, he was bluffing. Come here girl, let me show you something.
Who can love you like me?
Nobody. When I stress you like me.
Nobody.
What you need?
Nobody.
Who can set you like me?
Nobody.
Who can love you like me?
Nobody.
When I stress you like me?
Nobody.
Who can give you what you need?
Nobody.
Who can set you like me?
Nobody. Yeah.
signs on. Send me all the pics in your phones. That's gonna help us get along. Girl, you got that make me wanna cuff thing. Make me wanna go and buy something. Baby girl, you deserve a ring. Cut my hoes off like the
who can love
you like me.
Nobody.
When I stress you like me.
Nobody.
Who can give you what you need?
Nobody.
Who can set you like me?
Nobody.
Who can love you like me?
Nobody.
When I stress you like me.
Nobody.
Who can give you what you need?
Nobody.
Who can set you like me?
Nobody, baby.
Nobody. Nobody.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.